I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox. Sheriff, you've moved into your new offices at the police department. Are you looking at this as maybe a step towards a law enforcement center in the future?
Well, and since this is a joint law enforcement center now, but I've had several inquire, okay, why don't we do something where we have more of a law enforcement center and include a county jail? All that's very pricey. Potential is there. I think the desire is there to do a lot of different things. And we've talked with, I know the chief and I have talked with, like, the supervisor at probation parole. Their lease will be up in a couple years. It would be handy to have them, maybe juvenile office, conservation agent, highway patrol, a bunch of us in one place. There's not room where we're at now for that. But, you know, it makes a lot of sense. Jail operations, there's other things going on. There's other talk of regional facility in north central or northwest Missouri. So I don't know about that. A lot of people think it's, you know, it's costing us money to have prisoners held at Davies DeKalb. It's not. We're actually saving a few $100,000 a year over properly staffing and equipping a county jail here with the size we would need. And, you know, if you look at the national trend, they're wanting to do away with inmates, more so reduce jail populations, pretrial detainee populations, and even prison populations. So I don't know what the answer is down the road. It's something I would certainly look at. If that's what the community wants, that's what we should have. There's pros and cons in having a jail facility here versus having the regional jail where we have it now. But again, it comes down to expense. We haven't had to ask the taxpayers for more money to operate the jail operation. For Livingston County to, if we were going to have a 75-bed facility, which I think would be too small, you're going to have to try to get some out-of-county prisoner money, and that's very difficult to find because if you look at it, you got Davies DeKalb Regional Jail, you have Andrew County that has a jail that they strongly recruit out-of-county prisoners. You have Caldwell County that's a big facility that no longer holds the INS people. They're holding U.S. Marshal people, but they also have room for other inmates. Grundy County's got a small, newer facility. You got Macon County that's got a relatively new facility that's within an hour of us. And they're all looking for out-of-county money. Well, there's only so many prisoners or detainees to go around.
And those numbers potentially could be going down.
Could potentially go down, yes. And if we had a 75-bed jail here, you're going to probably spend, if you make it the law enforcement center, you're probably going to spend $13, $14 million building it. That's if you already own the land. So you're going to have, even with cheap interest from the government, you might have an annual payment of $700,000 for 30 years. And then you got to staff it. Like our current jail, it should have, if you go by the federal standards, and since ours has been closed, you have to open it up into current standards if you're going to open it. We would need 15 full-time employees dedicated just to jail service. Maybe two part-time employees dedicated to jail service. You got to have X number on during waking hours for detainees and a smaller number on during non-waking hours. Just that budget alone, just for the jail, would be over $1 million a year, whereas right now we're spending $500,000, $550,000 to house detainees over at Davies DeKalb. So a jail operation, let's say it's $1.1 million, we're saving close to $600,000. Right now. So it's what the community wants to do. You know, again, there's pros and cons in having a facility here. There's additional expenses. If you're going to do it, you need to staff it right because we're responsible for those detainees in custody, but we're also responsible for the safety of the county employees then and the community.
That is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox, and this is Cop Talk.